T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Josh takes the snap, keeps it himself, throws it to Knox, makes the catch at the 3, goes into the end zone, touchdown! Touchdown, Buffalo! Dawson Knox, touchdown, Bill!
Let's get right to the Western Hotline, and Bill's tight end Dawson Knox is joining us on the show for a little bit. Dawson, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. Thanks for coming on with us today.
Morning. Yeah, thank you guys for having me.
Oh, our pleasure. So, listen, you know, year three for you. Let's start there. I, you know, the team, we always talk about team goals. I'm sure individuals have their own goals. As you go into year three, Dawson, do you have any personal goals, or what would you like to do in your mind in your third year?
You know, my goals right now are just to do whatever I can to help this team win every single game we play. I mean, whether that's, you know, staying back and protecting in the pocket so Josh can get the ball downfield, or, you know, scoring 3 touchdowns a game. I want to never have to come off the field. I want to be able to, you know, get better in every aspect of my game, whether it's catching or blocking. So really just being an all-around tight end that can help us win games.
And so how do you think you are progressing through 2 years? And I know last season had its ups and downs with, you know, COVID and the injuries and the concussion. In terms of trying to be that overall tight end, how do you feel like you're doing in terms of your progression there?
I definitely feel good. It's just all about right now, this time of year, is just stacking good days on good days. I mean, camp's a grind. You know, we're in there almost all day, every day. I think this is practice number six we're going on today, first day of full pads. So we're really excited to get the pads on, get going with that stuff. But I feel like I've, you know, been able to stack some good practices on top of each other so far, so that's just the plan right now, one day at a time.
What's your comfort level now with this offense and just life in the NFL, Dawson, having had, you know, you come in raw, didn't get a lot of work, a lot of reps in college, learning a difficult position, so, you know, that spot, and again, what you have to know with Brian Daboll's offense, are you very comfortable at this point?
Yeah, I would say it's night and day different than when I was a rookie, coming in with my head spinning, just trying to learn the offense, just trying to know what formation to line up in, what route to run. But now I can focus on the little details of knowing when Josh is going to be looking at me on my certain, you know, whatever route I'm on, and, you know, just knowing different reads on my blocking, and just being able to hone in on the little things to take my game to the next level. You know, but I feel literally night and day different than how I did my rookie year.
Bill's tight end Dawson Knox with us on the Wester Hotline. This offense, as an outsider to us, it would look like it must be a blast to be in this offense. And I know you mentioned all-around tight end, and not to, you know, ignore the running game, but in terms of a passing weapon and this passing offense, and you get a lot of reps out there with that, how much fun is it to be in Daboll's offense with Josh Allen?
Oh, it's incredible. I mean, Dave's is just incredible at drawing up new plays and new schemes based on who we're playing. And having a quarterback like Josh, I mean, he can put the ball anywhere he wants on any given play. So, you know, we could run 5 run plays in a row. Next thing you know, we're scoring 70-yard touchdowns to Bees or to, you know, Steph or someone. So just the versatility that we have is super fun to be a part of and watch and practice and be a part of.
Hey, I just want to let you know, one of the main reason why I wanted to get you on, Dawson, was to talk about ping pong ball guy. I thought your Zoom call, when you talked about the eye muscles work you were doing, and I'm going to butcher this, but essentially the equivalent of a jugs machine, but they use ping pong balls. You can explain it a lot better. I've never heard of that kind of work for an NFL player to use ping pong balls to help your eye muscles. What was that all about?
Oh, yeah. So his name's Ryan Harrison. I did a lot of work with him in California. There were actually a bunch of NFL guys training out there with him, too. So it was fun kind of competing with them and some of the handoff stuff we were doing. And it wasn't just a ping pong machine. I mean, we were, you know, catching all different sorts of stuff and looking at screens and doing, you know, memorization drills and tapping touch screens. And I've never seen anything like it. But he's been doing his work for several years. He helps out a ton of MLB guys, hockey guys. So it was fun just to train in a different way that wasn't super physically exhausting, but just to really work on the hand-eye coordination part. Because like you said, obviously in college, becoming a tight end and the type of scheme that we had there, I didn't get as many looks as I might have wanted. But now, you know, I want to be able to, you know, catch anything that's thrown at me. I don't want to be dropping balls. I don't want to, you know, have that issue. So being able to train with a guy like Ryan really, you know, gets your eyes working in different ways. It was crazy. Like, you know, at the end of the day, I would feel tired just from the eye muscles working in different ways. And I never had them work before. And, you know, with three or four of the other NFL guys I was working with, they would say the same thing. It's almost like, you know, you feel like you need to take it. Not because you just run a bunch, but because your eyes have just been working overtime. But that was it was super interesting to learn how he does what he does and results that he gets. He gave me some stuff to take home. I actually got one of the little ping pong machines at my place. It's literally just like a jug machine, but for ping pong balls. And they'll shoot out with different spins and different types of curve, and you just really got to work on seeing them into the catch. So it was really cool, all the stuff I was able to do.
Do you see, through practices, can you tell if that's helped? Could you see any differences or feel anything different because you went through all of that work?
Yeah, I think the biggest part is just the confidence thing and just knowing that, you know, just locking it in to the, you know, to the tuck every single catch. Because where I would get in trouble is thinking it was an easy catch and turning up, looking upfield, trying to make someone miss before I completed the catch. But, you know, it's just that concentration of looking it into the tuck every single ball. And, thankfully I haven't been able to tell the difference.
I also wanted to talk to you about the other part of your offseason included a little trip to tight end university. A couple Fair to Midland guys were there, Kelsey and Kittle. So what was that experience like for you? What did you gain out of that scenario?
Oh, yeah, that was incredible. That was one of the most fun weekends I had all year. We would get in the film room and kind of get on the whiteboards for a couple hours every morning and then go right out to the field and practice some of the stuff that we had just talked about. But just hearing from different guys around the league, like Garrett Waller and Greg Olson he's one of the smartest dudes I've ever talked to in terms of football. We spent an hour on one route just hearing what those guys have to offer and things that they might do differently than I had thought before previously. It was just really cool to kind of expand your toolbox a little bit and to be able to get out on the field and practice some of the stuff, whether it's release work or, you know, reading certain coverages, being able to know where to sit it down in zones. And it was really fun meeting all those guys. And we also got out and did some fun stuff like go to Topgolf and go to some nice dinners and stuff. So that was a great weekend. I'm looking forward to doing it again next year.
I know Von Miller does a pass rush school, so to speak. Were you surprised? Because we would look at it as, well, why would someone from the Chiefs help a guy on the Bills? Because you and the Bills are trying to beat Travis Kelce and the Chiefs.
Yeah, I think it's just a community we have as tight ends. Like everybody, you know, gets along pretty well, and you know, we were able to, you know, come together and get to know stuff about each other. And a lot of the guys told their life stories, which is really cool. But it's all about just making each other better, just perfecting our crafts and, you know, offering little things to younger guys that might not know what they're doing quite yet. And then even older guys, we're learning some stuff from, you know, some of the younger guys like George and whoever. But I think it's just all about, you know, the craft that we all share and the level that we're trying to play at, you know, just helping each other makes everybody better. So I think it's, you know, just one of those competition things where, you know, if one guy can make another guy better, it's just going to elevate the whole position.
Final thing I have for you, you were busy this offseason, Dawson, by the way. You also stopped out to visit with Josh and work out with him a little bit in the offseason, and I read how you guys, among the things you did, you would play board games. Was there a board game of choice, or what was the number one board game for you two to play?
Yeah, so one of our favorites is called Catan.
Settlers of Catan.
Yeah, oh my gosh, it's the best. So we even play to this day. Like, we'll get a group of four or five guys, and I mean, those games can take anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour and a half. But that game is just super fun. It's kind of hard to describe, kind of like a mix between.
Dawson, I'm well versed in Catan. Which of your teammates is most likely to try and chase down the longest road to get that point? Because I feel like that's just a fool's errand.
Longest road, that's Davis Webb.
Davis Webb, always going for longest road. Does he ever win? Who chases longest road? You can't do that.
Oh, it's tough. He's pulled out a couple wins with it before, but I'm a big development card guy. I like the largest army.
Yeah. All right.
Jeremy, I'm just going to say, Jeremy in the next hour will explain the game of Catan, because I have no idea what you two are talking about.
You get some of those ports, you start really churning it out. I mean, you can really build your empire pretty quickly.
I mean, I got Monopoly and the Game of Life, Chutes and Ladders. No? All right, forget it. Dawson, thanks. Right?
Chutes and Ladders. The ports are the key to success right there, the ports.
Yeah, I'm right. Okay, sure. Mm-hmm, right. hey, Dawson, thanks for giving us some time. I know it's busy. You're getting to work there, so we appreciate you coming on with us. Stay healthy and have a great year.
Awesome. I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
You bet.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.